Residents of Circle are cleaning up after an ice jam on the Yukon River caused extensive flooding in the community yesterday. Circle First Chief Jessica Boyle says the ice started breaking up around 3 a.m. Sunday, jammed downstream, and sent water over a 25-foot seawall along the Yukon River.
Came over the seawall, came up onto the roads, just totally engulfed the whole downtown area of Circle.
Boyle says about 15 homes were flooded, some getting as much as 3 feet of water.
Most of the houses in the downtown area did get water in it. And then a couple came off their foundation and floated into the woods behind where their house originally was.
Boyle says a community hall on higher ground is providing housing for some, while others have taken refuge with friends whose homes were not flooded. She says a community of about 80 people is a mess.
There's ice chunks on the roads. It's pretty muddy, pretty messy. There's a strong smell of diesel and gas in the downtown area. Our church got flooded. Our clinic got flooded. It looks pretty rough.
Circle's electric generator is working, and Boyle says the community has a 5,000-gallon holding tank that's providing fresh water, but there's concern the city well may be contaminated. A flood warning has been issued downstream at Fort Yukon. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says aerial surveillance indicates the village will likely experience high water.
We're expecting the break up front to push past Fort Yukon sometime later today. And with all this water coming down the river, low-lying areas of Fort Yukon will likely see water go over the bank.
Plum says the big concern is that strong ice below Fort Yukon will result in a jam.